Football fans may still be recovering some from Super Bowl Sunday, but soccer fans have their sights set on the Pacific Rim Cup that gets underway this week. HPR's Kuve Hirishi, who happens to love soccer, has a story about that this morning. Hi.
Yes, good morning, Catherine. That's right. So the Pacific Rim Cup coming up with teams from the Major League Soccer and also from Japan, professional teams coming to Hawaii second time in the last 6 years. It's hard to get professional soccer teams to come to Hawaii for several reasons, but I just wanted to put a side note for any of those LA Rams fans who were kind of bummed that they didn't get the win yesterday. Good news, the LA Rams will be coming to Hawaii this August. No date set yet, but the contract was signed for a preseason game. And preseason games are always a lot more fun because you've got everybody vying for their spot on the team. So it should be great football. But sports tourism in general, we're probably never going to host a Super Bowl or an Olympics here in Hawaii. We're just a small island, but we can do these smaller tournaments like the Pacific Rim Cup and kind of focusing on smaller events with that international appeal. So these teams, a Japan League team and also the American professional soccer teams, will be heading off at the Aloha Stadium this Friday, first games. Last year was the first year they tried it out. They brought in about $1.5 million in sort of economic stimulus, which is always kind of nice, and 12,000 in attendance. I went there myself. But for comparison, so the Honolulu Marathon, which is on everybody's mind, that brings in about $100 million and accounts for about tens of thousands of visitors and folks bringing them out there. So, you know, the Pacific Rim Cup is a little smaller, but I got a chance to sit down with Takehiko Nakamura. He's the founder and organizer of the Pacific Rim Cup, and he says he's not making quite a bit of money just yet, but he's trying to find out how he can have that community buy-in so that the tournament can continue to come back.
There's people saying that the ROI is not that good, or the people aren't filling the stands, but we're not just promoting an event, but building a property. So it takes time, and at least we're like barely like even or not losing money, so that keeps us going. And for the following years, you'll see more events that is gonna be getting into the community, having them engaged. So another thing is we invest some of the ticket sales from the event to make the fields better, the grass fields better.
Wow.
Because that's something that we need more here in Hawaii in order to attract the professional soccer teams.
That's right. So sports tourism, a sports tourism destination can only be as good as its fields and facilities. And that's always on the minds of sports tourism officials. And Takehiko Nakamura, also very cognizant of that. So that's something new that they're doing this year to try to continue and having more other venues that they can bring in professional soccer teams to. But this facilities issue kind of at the center of discussions in trying to bring a UFC mixed martial arts event here. They don't want to do it unless they have the perfect facility. And also probably best remembered from the U.S. women's soccer game back. Yes, the pullout at the last minute back in 2015 between the U.S. women's team and Trinidad and Tobago. I know personally my family flew up from the Big Island. We brought tickets. We were here waiting for the game, and it got canceled at the last minute because of the status of the facility at Aloha Stadium and the field there. And so I did get an update from Ryan Andrews over at the Aloha Stadium saying that that lawsuit, because there were four ticket holders that ended up filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. The state's not involved in that lawsuit, but right now the last he's heard is that it's in private arbitration. So, but these sort of, these instances of us not having quite the best facilities is something that will have an impact on whether or not we can make ourselves a sports tourism destination.
Right. We got to get past this issue. It's like, come on, guys. You know, no sense in spending a lot of marketing money if we don't even have a facility.
Exactly. So just for a concept there, so the Hawaii Tourism Authority spends about $8 million on sports tourism. So that's their budget's $80 million. So that's about 10% of their budget. And we haven't really, we bring in 150, I think the estimate was, $150 million through sports tourism. It has an economic impact of $150 million. So when we try to have conversations about whether an event is good for Hawaii or not, a sporting event, you're looking at economic impact. You're also looking at media exposure. Are we going to be on TV? Are we going to be able to market ourselves as a destination? But also, I think a new, well, maybe not a new focus, but definitely the focus of the new president and CEO of HTA, Chris Tatum, is that community component. So that story on the front page of the Star Advertiser today talking about this seeming disconnect between local residents and how they feel about tourism, and this sort of record-breaking arrive in terms of arrivals and tourism impacts, that disconnect is something that Tatum is trying to make sure these events, like Pacific Rim Cup, I guess, he wants to make sure that they're doing a lot for the community, like investing or reinvesting some of the ticket sales in the facilities, so that it all can sort of work on its own without having to, you know, Hawaii continue to put money into it, and then us having to figure out what to do with the facilities. But in speaking with Tatum, he was also wanting to invest in sports that our local residents and local communities are really a part of.
Listen, the football games, football teams, and basketball and soccer, I think, again, are all exciting for Hawaii and the community, and it does give us some exposure. But I never quite understood how our relationship was with surfing. In my world, I look at branding water sports as a huge part of how we should brand Hawaii. And that's not just surfing. I'm talking about canoe paddling. And so we need to reinvest into them and also support the sport that really everyone associates with Hawaii.
That's right. Surfing going to be an Olympic sport in 2020. So the Hawaii Tourism Authority is trying to look for ways to capitalize on that.
Well, I know, too, with the recent report out about the rusting of the stadium, that's a whole other issue. And I was there at a concert recently and got kind of scared when the fans were like, jumping up
and down.
I was like, oi.
No, it's definitely on the minds of everyone. Also, Nakamura with the Pacific Rim Cup coming up at the Aloha Stadium this weekend. I think people will have that in the back of their minds, but hopefully be distracted by all the great soccer.
Yeah, there you go. So, and then the Rams to look forward to.
That's right, in August. So big year. I think it's going to be a big year for sports tourism, but definitely these community impact facility issues are things that are going to be something we need to come up with a solution for in the long term.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kuvei.
Thanks.
We've been talking with HPR's Kuvei Hirishi about whether Hawaii can win at sports tourism. To read her stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.